Cornyn, Senate colleagues, Gonzalez introduce bill to combat devastating screwworm outbreak. Texas border business, Washington, U.S. Senators John Cornyn, RTX, Ted Cruz, RTX, and Ben Ray Lujan, DNM, and Congressman Tony Gonzalez, Texas 23, today introduced the Strengthening Tactics to Obstruct the Population of Screwworms, Stop Screwworms, Act, which would authorize funds for and direct the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, to begin construction on a new sterile fly production facility to combat the growing New World screwworm, NWS, outbreak that threatens to wreak havoc on the American cattle industry. Combating the destructive New World screwworm is vital to protecting our cattle, Texas producers, and the American livestock industry as a whole. Said Senator Cornyn, I am proud to lead this legislation to create a new facility dedicated to pushing these pests away from our border and will continue to work with Secretary Rollins and agriculture leaders across the state to ensure our farmers, ranchers, and producers have the resources they need. Texas agriculture and livestock are a core part of the Texas economy, and they feed America and the world. Said Senator Cruz, I'm working daily with Secretary Rollins, Texas authorities, and my colleagues in Congress to safeguard Texas from threats including the New World screwworm, and pushing Mexico to implement their commitments to eradication. This bill will advance those efforts, and Congress should pass it. Given the current screwworm outbreak, Congress must take immediate action to help protect New Mexico's cattle and livestock from this growing threat. Said Sen Lujan, this bipartisan legislation will fund a new sterile fly facility to help stop the spread of the destructive New World screwworm and protect New Mexico's 1.4 million cattle and calves. This is a critical investment that supports over 10,000 cattle farms and ranches in New Mexico, saves the U.S. livestock industry nearly $1 billion each year, and helps prevent an outbreak in the U.S. Ag producers across America are sounding the alarm. The New World screwworm is making a comeback, and our livestock industry is in real danger. We need to fully eradicate this pest before it's too late, said Representative Gonzalez. The Stop Screwworms Act provides dedicated resources to do just that. By authorizing the construction of a new sterile fly facility in the United States, we reduce our dependence on Latin American partners for eradication efforts and take matters into our own hands. Additional co-sponsors of this legislation include Sens. Martin Heinrich, DNM, and Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMS. Background: The New World screwworm, NWS, is a parasitic fly whose larvae feed on livestock, wildlife, and in rare cases, humans, and populations are moving toward the United States at an alarming rate. They can cause serious damage to their host, including death. This week, the USDA announced the suspension of live cattle, horse, and bison imports through the southern border in response to the growing spread of the NWS and recent outbreaks in Mexico. This new facility would produce sterile male screwworm flies that would be released into infested areas to help combat the growth of the screwworm population. The sterile fly technique was instrumental in eradicating NWS from the United States in the 1960s and from Mexico in the 90s. As sterile male flies can outcompete local populations and effectively wipe out an entire generation of screwworms in a given area. This legislation is endorsed by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the Texas Farm Bureau, the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, and the South Texans Property Rights Association.